B-Pod Studios.
What's up?
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hoyer waiting on the snap. He takes it. The Chiefs with an extra rusher. Hoyer under pressure.
Oh,
he's hit from
me behind.
The ball is loose, and the Chiefs have it with a fumble recovery across the 20-yard line, eventually brought down on the play. Kansas City comes away with a takeaway and another missed opportunity for the Patriots deep in Chiefs territory.
Inexcusable. I like this rejoin. It's got a little creepy Munster feel to it, too. Sort of getting to that time of year.
All I can think about is G. Willikers now when I hear it.
Just go to Helikers.
2% in my cup, in my cup, in my cup.
I'm G. Willikers. I'm the real Willikers. The other Willikers just go to Helikers.
I don't know who started the stupid Lady Gaga thing with him, too. These pictures that are like...
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't know.
That is so freaking creepy.
I don't need that.
And I don't know why Jones retweets it.
That's what he does. That's a big part of what
like
he does.
It's like he sickeningly likes this or something.
It's part of who Jones is.
Now you got to have that sense of humor, I guess.
Last night was painful. Painful to watch Brian Hoyer play quarterback. Really is. There is no excuse for him to continue playing quarterback for this team. Other than...
I think that played itself out.
and unless they've lost every other quarterback, this experiment should be over. It really does. And
I mean,
it brings us back.
You see the ability of Stidham to spin it, though. A little bit on the move and keeping plays alive and firing it in there. Hey, he's got some zip on his ball.
Can we get back to the offseason for a moment, though, after
sure.
We watched that last night? Why did the Patriots bring him back? And
I think to hold his hand.
Where would this team be if they did not get Cam Newton?
I still think they beat Miami, and they're competitive with the Raiders.
With Brian Hoyer playing?
No, I'm just saying if maybe you got Stidham up and running early. I don't know.
Who's the quarterback?
I'd go Stidham and then have Hoyer sort of babysit him. In essence, be that coach, that backup, that sort of buffer, that role there.
That's his role.
That's Greg, ideally what it should be.
Greg emailed all of us today on
Greg.
The show.
And Greg Brady?
Says, Stewart, but close. He says, all the shortcomings of the Patriots offense that Cam was covering up for were exposed last night. Bill handpicked Jared Stidham, who appears to be a total bust. And for insurance...
Total bust?
You know, we'll get to it. We'll break it down line by line. And for insurance, he brought back Hoyer. Gross. Meanwhile, other teams atop the AFC are stacked with young talent. Cam can't cover the warts forever.
When was Stidham drafted? Was he a first rounder?
No.
Fourth round, right?
But he was not. You don't think that
How
he was.
How quick are you to slab a fourth round bust tag on a player?
You don't think that he was somehow touted as the replacement for Brady?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we got fed that. Yeah.
Through Patriots media members?
From players, yeah.
From everybody.
Players out front. I mean, but at that time, don't you think they know it? Like, it's him or Hoyer. Those are the two guys you were working out with all spring. Pretty obvious ties.
Number one, Stitt's
got confidence.
The issues offensively are not in the running game, and they're not in the offensive line. They're at tight end, where there is a glaring weakness, and at receiver, where there is a glaring weakness on this team. Those are the two biggest major warts. Now, they drafted two tight ends. They could be great players. We don't know that yet. No idea.
Oh, come on.
What?
And you drafted Gronkowski and Hernandez. You saw something.
Oh,
right.
Oh, okay.
Like, right away.
Okay.
Right away is rookies.
So you're down on the tight ends now.
Oh,
I
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I like your attitude.
One's
there.
In a tub and the other
I
one.
I like your spunk.
One's in a tub and the other one doesn't seem like he can line up right now.
All right. So maybe those are bad picks.
We heard about Gronkowski's football intelligence from day one. Like, oh, this guy gets it.
And he was coming off an injury out of college. He had back issues.
Everybody thought, dude, he's that guy. No, not that guy. This guy knows spacing. This guy knew vertical limits. You know, catch radius. You hear catch radius with Asiasi?
Dalton Keene.
When's the last time they threw the ball to Asiasi? Have they yet? He was in there last night, 86. I thought Flash on a thing. He was in like one of those combo double slot tight ends to one side.
A lot of Ryan Izzo still at tight end.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it is. It's a problem. So that, you know, piece is not there, and they don't have it at receiver either.
They're lacking. That seam route's fun.
Yeah. Oh, just throw it again. I think they just threw it again.
It's almost like they, let's see if we can get him killed on this. Let's airmail one right down the middle with him.
So I think this is a little over the top. That everything that's wrong with the Patriots, everything's wrong. No, their offensive line has done a admirable job so far. They've covered up for injuries. They've shuffled left and right. They're doing fine. The running game, they have good depth. It's been good. Yep. Running backs have been good. Tight ends and receivers is a problem. And yeah, Cam does help make up for those warts. And those receivers and those tight ends would still be a problem with any other quarterback here on this team. If it were Hoyer, if it were Stidham, and I have a really hard time seeing how they're 2-2 right now with those guys playing quarterback.
Okay, so we really saw Cam throw the ball against Seattle. And then you look at Seattle's numbers defensively, like, is this, or did he have that good a day?
But cut the crap. We know that Cam's a better passer than anybody else on the roster.
Oh, no, I'm not saying
he's
that. But I'm like saying, everybody thinks, okay, it's going to get back in. He's going to play like Seattle. And then he played as bad as he did against the Raiders. I don't think the Raiders are a better team than Seattle. Not even close. Seattle's 4-0, right? And they're 4-0 because they're quarterback. That guy.
Because they're not running the ball as much anymore. Put the ball in Russell's hands and just go.
That'll get you killed at 16 games, too. They got to be careful of him. You got to protect him. He's like, as he goes, they go. It's like Mahomes with them. Mahomes didn't play well last night.
So
he's all over the board.
To revisit this, I really do hope the Patriots knew all along, as I've said before, that they knew there wasn't a market for Cam and they were just waiting there, waiting for him to sign here because they thought in their heart it was going to happen and it did. I really hope that's the case because if they really had plans of going with Stidham or Hoyer, this team would be so cooked right now. This would be such a bad season. This team has hope because of Cam Newton. And if they have to start someone other than Cam Newton this Sunday, which I think is probably a decent chance, that needs to be Jarrett Stidham.
It cannot
be Brian Hoyer. Cannot be Brian Hoyer.
It can't even get tested until Thursday. That's that 5-day period. You misinstall on Wednesday. Today's Players' Day off. Wednesday misinstall. Thursday you get tested. You're not even going to be able to be. You got to produce two days of negative tests.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill's not a big guy, and you're not there Friday. You don't play. I think you get Stidham ready to play against Denver. It's Denver. It's not like you have Baltimore this week.
Jeff is in New Hampshire today. Thanks for hanging on, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Love you guys. I have to say that the quarterback lineup should be Zolak. Love you, Zolak.
A man.
Then Stidham, Edelman, and then Hoyer.
You get good fireworks, apparently.
And I just want to say one more thing. My buddy loves you, Zoe. He wears your jersey every Sunday.
What's his name?
Hassled. Huh?
What's his name?
Miles.
You tell Miles I said hi.
Yeah, and I'm buying a Zolak jersey. When I get it in, can I have you sign it?
Sure. Where you getting it? One of Chinese websites?
I'll get it somewhere.
They got that pretty good quality, that one Beetle. It's a good price.
Good call.
Might wear mine in here tomorrow.
I hate that jersey.
The blue one?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
I got to get you to sign one.
That thing
I
got
to get
oh,
one.
Oh, no,
that nice one.
That Pat Patriot logo.
You sign one for Miles, too?
Elvis logo.
You got three to sign. That's three all day.
Yeah. I'll get it somewhere.
I'm going to get it somewhere, dude.
Look at my house.
Josh in the mail truck told me where to get my Zolak jersey.
He's good. He's
right. Real nice. Real
you
nice.
Got the blue one, right?
I got a blue one.
Yeah.
The
white.
I like the
Miles.
One.
Miles.
We did the white one for a charity thing. Remember that?
Miles,
you signed the white one. Miles, came out good.
Nice.
It was good.
Sure was.
Let's go to Brian in the car. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I have a question about the Calhoun penalty. On the telecast, they called it on 51, which would have been Bentley. And if you go back and watch the play, Mahomes didn't really
It was Wise. Dietrich Wise got it. Yeah. Go ahead. We know what you're talking about.
All right. Mahomes didn't really go down until Bentley got there. And on the telecast, it sounded like they called it on Bentley. I just didn't know
that
who
was Wise.
Called on.
No, it's good enough. 91 versus 51. They just made an error.
And by the way, I think it's the New York Post has some tweet from Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend who is saying, like, get him out of the game. And they actually wrote up a story about how Bentley was flagged for 15 yards on this. I'm like, and they link the video in their story, and you can clearly see Wise Jr. on the back of the jersey, the player involved. I'm like, I don't know, people just, you see it? They called the number wrong. How many?
She's
would
nosy.
You say at least
She's
once? A, would you say at least once a game though? The officials again, game's moving fast. They called out the wrong jersey number.
Yeah.
Once again.
Oh, stop! Don't do that. So annoying. That's Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend.
She's a problem.
She is a problem.
It's a bigger problem than...
And just ignore it.
Yeah.
Just ignore that. That's what I say. Yeah, no, it happens on the offensive line all the time. They get the wrong guy for holding or ball starts or anything like that. Yeah, it happens. That's all. It was Dietrich Wise. We all know who it is. I hate when they lose. You know? Really do.
Lala Festival.
We got robbed of a good. We got robbed of it, what could have been a good game last night.
We knew they were going to hang.
We got robbed of it. We got robbed of them hanging.
They know how to defend Casey a little bit to frustrate him.
They do. Well, let's talk about that on the other side, okay? Because defensively,
he said some things after the game. I was surprised by it.
Who's that?
Mahomes.
Oh, okay. We'll do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Beef. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Two receivers make it three now to the left. One to the right. Mahomes throws it to the left. It's caught by Watkins with the stutter step. Then he drops the ball. It's out and loose. J.C. Jackson diving in for the Patriots. Wrestling for possession. Looked like Hill also had a chance.
They got it.
One of the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
Along with Watkins trying to pull the football away, but the Patriots get a gift. They come away with it.
Big time play right there, popping that out.
Dig.
It's a fun song. Whistle Murray had.
Slide whistle. No. The train whistle. He had the train whistle.
No.
I'm aboard.
This song like has like three different songs in it. Like, hey,
what surprised you about Patrick Mahomes after the game? Things he said.
How many people he saw open once he looked at the surface tablet? You know, he sat there and looked over the things, and I just gotta get him the ball. Like, and we had people open. There, I mean, I'm watching the All-22.
They did a
fantastic job, did the secondary, mixing and matching. For the most part, I mean, there were times there were guys open. You go zone, and you get that type of speed, you know, down in there. You're not going to be able to cover those guys. And that guy's going to be able to gun those throws in there. And he did. But for the most part, for the night, you frustrated him and covered guys up. Where was the big play over the top? They didn't give one of those up.
Travis Kelce?
Yeah, but, I mean, that was like there's a 25 and a 45-yarder against his zone. He caught and just turned up. But I mean, you're basically doubling other guys outside. That's the pick your poison thing too with this offense. Like, you could defend some guys, but there's gonna be one time you leave that guy open, and boy, did he find him. That's his crutch, though. Once he starts struggling, he goes to Kelce.
Well, that's what I had said, and I didn't think anyone else was going to agree with me. I wasn't sure it was going to be right, but I said if you want to stop them, you got to figure out a way to slow Kelce down, because between Mahomes and Watkins and Hill, they were going to get theirs.
Watkins didn't do anything.
Not much, you know? But the plays that really – that was their biggest play of the night. Kelce got loose. He didn't. Nobody, like you said, we talked about it yesterday, Joe. Joe. Nobody jammed him at the line at that play. Yeah. And on a couple of big plays, he got just enough free release to where, and then he got lost underneath on one of them. But that was a huge play for them. That was like,
yeah, he ain't blocking type anybody of stuff. Either. It's that dude will not block. They don't use their tight ends to block, and it's crazy.
And maybe Gronk should have gone there.
Maybe blocker. Yeah. Ooh. Gronk got a play now.
He had a good block on an outside run. I forget what play it was.
It was a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, in the end around there.
Yeah. He, like, fell on someone.
Was that the play? Are you sure that was the one?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's a jet sweep to the right.
Okay.
Because Patriots had four guys out there, and they still scored with two. Yeah, it's the first end around inside. Yeah.
Okay.
He scored another one.
All right. He did block on that play. He had a block. At least one that was recorded on the night. Yeah,
we'll talk to Winovich
about it. I got
to
say, a couple of plays that you look at and say, how did Devin McCourty not intercept the ball on the first throw of the game? That could have changed things. You've got to look at
J.C. Jackson and
the possibility that J.C. Jackson was thinking that intercepting the ball would be a bad thing for someone.
I don't know if he was intercepted or he thought there were two other. There was triple coverage. He threw that ball. That ball still was almost completed to Tyreek Hill. Like, it hit Tyreek Hill in the chest. But it was three Patriot defenders converging. And I think it's one of those ones that we've seen Daron Harmon do, is where you pull up and you think the other guy's going to make the play, like in the Super Bowl, and he didn't. You know, off to Karam and, you know, against Seattle going back to 14. But, yeah.
The fact that McCourty didn't catch that ball that was in his hands, that sucks. And the only way I made peace with myself and with that early on in the game was I thought, all right, had he gotten that and maybe even taken it back, the Chiefs may have been pissed off earlier.
You wake them up earlier.
They looked a little sleepy, a little.
They were a slugfest.
They didn't want to be there. You know, they just they didn't seem to be like up for that game. My fear is, had McCourty caught that, they would have been up for it immediately. Like, next possession, we're not going to do that again. Instead, we're going to do this.
J.C. Jackson, that one too, man. Like, we just watched the McCourty one again.
I would have been too far
down
the
field. He's so pissed too, you could see.
We don't want the ball this deep in our own end. No,
he's not that deep. He's at the 30.
No, I understand what he's doing there. You're right, Beetle. It would have been bad to intercept that.
what are you doing? There are those plays.
Look at that. No,
he's at the 32.
His momentum would have taken him back to like the 15. No, he did the right thing. Drop that ball. Drop that ball.
But those are a couple of plays you look at and you say, all right, this defense, yes, it's not perfect, but we know they can compete against this team. You know the defense can compete against
Patrick Mahomes. You can hang with the best team in the league. That's the best team in the league. You hang with them.
I think it's a good matchup for them in some ways because they can go heavy on defensive backs in this game.
There's something
and that's
about
their
them,
strength.
Too. Like, you get inside their head, and that's half the battle, too. And like, Andy knows it. Like, Andy was stressed that whole game. He's staring at that play sheet, and you know, he's looking
this
at it.
This is going to be the most positive question and answer of the day. You ready? Mm. If the Patriots and Chiefs had a matchup in a playoff game, is it a sure bet that the Chiefs are winning, assuming Cam Newton is back and you have a healthy roster?
Was it a packed house in KC?
Yeah, it is.
That's a tough one.
Sure, but are you ruling the Patriots out?
No.
I'm not either.
No, because if you could quiet them early. Yeah.
And I don't know that to go all moral victory route here.
Are we kind
of? I'm not sure I was convinced of that as of a day ago. I gave them no shot.
We're reshuffling the deck here is what we're doing. You know, we're jazzing it up, making it look pretty. Cam Newton's again. Playing well. They're in a playoff game out there. How do you feel about it? You feel pretty good if you term it that way.
You know, on Friday, we talked about the game, and you right out of the gate were strong on no, they will compete. I would take the Patriots to cover.
They kind of match up well against them, even though that they could score at will.
And with Cam, I'm like, no, they're not going to get blown out. They won't get blown out. Then I was very open to that possibility yesterday, and the thing that prevented that was the Patriots' defense.
That was a concern going in because, okay, you gave up so many touchdowns against Seattle. Like,
tightened up in the red zone?
Stephon Gilmore, DPIs. You know, he's had holding calls against him, very unlike when he was a defensive player of the year a year ago. And he cleaned things up. He looked good yesterday. Yeah, it starts there with them in the secondary. Him.
Nick in Portland has something up Bob Sosie here.
Oh!
What do you got, Nick?
Well, the play to end the half last night, and I was listening on the radio because I don't have cable. The disgust in his voice when Hoyer got sacked was legendary. Should be nominated for a Marconi.
That's the Bob. It's emotional. And that's hard to do when you're calling off a monitor while a soccer match is going on of a developmental team that won't leave the field for 3 hours.
He stayed out there all night?
It drove me nuts. I'm like, go home, kids.
You know what? I saw my old pal, Shalry Joseph, walking in with the...
Is it a milk and cookie time?
With the Revs. What squad was it? Was it a U-15 squad
that was out there? Youth development? No, they were a little older.
Okay. I'm not sure what club Shalry is coaching now, but I saw him walking. I didn't have a chance to say hello to him, but so they were practicing on the big field last night.
Looked to me like one of those little student armory type games in college. Like, I'm going to play club soccer here. Yeah, like a little club soccer developmental thing.
Skins to the middle. Now he looks like he's got to get away from Clark. Oh, and Hoyer is sacked back at the 27-yard line. And the Patriots, with no timeouts,
this is unbelievable,
come away empty-handed.
That's Angry Bob.
I've seen Angry Bob. You don't want Angry Bob.
Is that where the highlight ended? Right there? Is that where it was clipped?
He's got to get away from Clark. Oh, and Hoyer is sacked back at the 27-yard line. And the Patriots, with no timeouts,
this is unbelievable,
come away empty-handed.
You couldn't have more horrendous sequence to end a half as those two.
Bad as it gets. The things you never expect to see from the Patriots.
That's it. They beat themselves.
You never expect to see that.
They usually don't beat themselves. Let other teams.
So unpatriot-like. I can't believe. I keep harping on this today. How did he come back out for the second half? What made them think this is a good idea to let him keep playing the game at that point?
You were trailing 6-3 in spite of him.
Yes. Be like, nope. We're not doing this tonight, Brian.
I started.
Nope.
My head's turning there. Like, you could feel this. It's time.
Nope.
It's time.
Nope.
It's time.
Nope. Pull him out. That's it. Your head's not in this one.
Unless you just did absolutely zero to get to
your head wasn't in it during the play. Your head wasn't in it after the play as you're calling for a timeout. Great job. Really. Wonderful. That's unprofessional. Guy who's been in the league for how many years? He started for 7 different teams in his career. Not that that's something to write home about and brag about. The more teams you start for, it's usually not a good sign.
It's also the best team in football on a road Monday night and a weird travel day, and you had 40 hours to get ready for it. It's not like you had a week, and I'm not defending Brian Hoyer here, but I mean, what more were you going to call with him last night? It's slant, chain and seam, slant, screen. Just don't F it up. Play it safe. Don't F it up. And play good defense. You're in that game. You're in that game. 6-3 with the ball, driving. End of the third. Woo.
Yeah, I mean, he's only in his 12th year in the NFL. Who could expect him to know that by now? Not to take the sack there. Him to know, don't take the sack and you have no more timeouts left?
Luke McCown. How many years he play? 16, 17? Like, that's, they brought him out of retirement to go function with the Eagles like that and play decent. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Hardy has our headlines. We're right back. More of your calls are on the way. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Szolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know. 617-779-0985.
Can I get him going?
Nah. We don't need to do that. Nick is in Wareham today. Yes, I'm not Brian Hoyer. Nick, what do you think of his performance last night? Good? How did you give him a grade?
Oh, it was wonderful. Well, I just thought it was crazy. I saw the stat today that he's lost his last 11 starts for his last three teams.
Correct. He's now, yesterday I was saying he was 3-13 in his last 16.
That doesn't really matter.
So now he's 3-14 in his last 17, and he's lost 11 straight.
Yeah, and I was the idiot that was saying, you know what? Brian Hoyer won't lose this game for us tonight. I can tell you that much. And then I ate my words. I ate crow that night. But I was so wrong, yeah.
Yep.
How's that, Crow?
All the Hoyer people. Felger today. Oh, look out, Felger.
Do you know Felger's trending in Massachusetts?
Yeah, I think his Hoyer take, which has been consistent going back months, has been one of the worst takes he's ever had. I do. File that under bad, bad takes. And you know what I think it stems from? Can I give you my analysis of it?
He respects the coaching.
Exactly. You nailed it. He believes in Bill Belichick's ability to put anybody in there and coach a team to wins, which is where this double-digit wins AFC champions with Brian Hoyer take comes from. But it is a putrid, putrid take, and it has been since day one.
I understand the take.
I don't, because Brian Hoyer blows.
I think he could function better in a week-long preparation period as opposed to one day.
I understand his motivation. I don't understand the take itself. The take blows. It sucks. Just like Hoyer. Bad take, bad quarterback.
But it's still a take.
Yeah, so? Doesn't mean it's a good one.
But I mean, it's not like all three have to have the same take where it's like suck, suck, suck. You know, it's like, at least it's a counter take. Gives you a back and forth.
No, but he's not giving you a counter take just because he wants a counter take on the show. He really believes that.
It's not a bluff fest. It will be a bluff fest
for the
other side today.
I can't wait for Big Jim
to take
a lap on this one. Take a victory lap. Oh, Hoyer is so bad.
Oh, Big Jim didn't do postgame.
He didn't. He was on pregame with me.
Okay, that's right. A little reshuffling. Oh, he'll be revved up at 2.
It's going to be a fun Felger Mass today starting at 2 o'clock.
It would not surprise me if the Pats win this ball game. I mean, like, would I bet them? Like, I mean, I'm not stupid. Like they should be favored, or it's gonna happen. I think they're gonna be just fine with Brian Hoyer.
Just fine with Brian Hoyer.
He doesn't commit those two egregious mistakes.
That was just yesterday. He's been saying this for months.
No, I know, but they're there if he doesn't F it up those two times. How do you think he graded out?
Oh,
like when you sit there and you
poorly. Because I think the throws he did make were still there was nothing there that you look at and say, oh, he's doing this really well.
Like, one slant was inaccurate. Like, he airmailed the tight end twice early in the game.
Olszewski luckily bails him out on one when it goes off Edelman's hand.
Oh, man. I mean, that's a good throw. But it was a good throw to Edelman.
Yeah, that's another drop for Edelman, really.
That was a good throw to Edelman.
All three of his incompletions were in his hands.
Yeah.
Put it in his hands.
He got to set him this week.
Ian in Kentucky. Ian.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. I'll be down there.
It's good. It's good. Weather's nice. Everything's great. Yeah. Just wanted to say, you know, I know it's still early in the season, but, you know, after watching this crap last night, I'm ready to re-sign Cam Newton right now. I think you should go ahead and lock him up. And just want to get your all thoughts on that.
Not an inappropriate thought today.
Oh, guy coming around. Maybe he got right in the check for the $7 million for this year and see what he's doing next year and maybe the year after.
I thought I already told you like a week ago that I sort of came around to your way of thinking.
Okay, well, yes. Come around. It's like Urge Overkill says, come around to my way of thinking, you know? Sister Havana, turn up, Tom! There were more people saying that last night, too. Because what else are you going to do? It's the same thing I said 2 weeks ago. Okay, what's your backup plan? Tell me.
You don't have one. No, the other plan would be not to sign long term, but to tag him.
That's the other way of doing it.
That's really what the debate is about. Because you know they're not going to have something good in line for next year.
What money.
Yeah, it is. Quarterbacks that can actually play the position and can throw footballs and know what the clock is and finish off. Yeah, they cost a lot of money.
I wouldn't do it yet. Wouldn't do it yet.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do next year?
I don't know.
What are you
going to
do?
Tension there with that answer.
You're 2-2 and you want to all of a sudden just start handing out money.
You're 2-2. And one of those losses, the quarterback that got you the two wins wasn't playing. You think that the Patriots?
You're 2-1 with Cam.
Put it this way, Zoe. Cam Newton in that game last night.
Oh, you got a better shot to win.
You think they could win? They could have won it last night.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If they beat Kansas City,
as long as Mahomes plays like that,
if
correct.
They had beat Kansas City last night, would you be more in line with giving him the extension?
No.
Yes. How could you not be? Whoa.
They beat the Chiefs in Kansas City last night with Cam Newton, what? And you wouldn't want to, at the very least, write him the check for $7 million this year and have a conversation about next year and the year after?
So this would be my response to you.
Oh, no. I'd give the bump this year. I wouldn't do a $30 million, 2-year, $60 million extension.
I didn't say $60 million.
That's going to be a ballpark.
$250 million.
You got to be
the
fair.
Brady deal.
The Brady deal.
You got to be fair to the guy.
The Brady deal.
He ain't taking that. He ain't taking that.
He Why? Might.
I think he's starting at 30 and up.
Why don't you call up Cam Newton right now and see if he would like $57 million guaranteed. See what he says.
I heard he's in the food court at the Plaza right now.
Yeah. He might need a hat.
Sunglass hut. Looking for the frames with lenses.
Before you assume his answer is no. Yeah.
Free samples, man.
You might want to ask
Panda Express. That is so good. That is Panda Express. Oh my God. I could go for some of that right now.
You might want to ask him first before you just assume his answer is no, and you're getting ready to roll out the Stidham Hoyer combo again in 2021, because I ain't watching that.
I don't want that either.
Okay. Well, what do you want?
I don't know yet.
Well,
let me think about it.
Oh, well,
is there someone else available?
Hey, guess what? I've thought about it, and he's already here.
You haven't a cranky week. We're only
only Tuesday.
I get cranky when you say that the Patriots could have won that game last night, and I dare I say maybe even would have with Cam Newton.
No, I said they would have.
They would have won with Cam Newton, and you don't want him to be the quarterback here.
No, you just want to start handing out money, like $30 million.
How much do you think quarterbacks cost?
Yeah, 28 and up.
Winning quarterbacks. A quarterback that can lead your team.
This guy's going to make 28 or up.
A quarterback that could have led your team along with a great defense and a great defensive plan last night to a win against the best team in the National Football League. What do you think that guy costs? $8 million a year? $10 million? What do you want to pay him?
So you're not giving him the Gilmore bump to where that's going to satisfy him. Like he said, I'm here on a business trip. Like he's got all... I don't know if he's got ulterior motives, you know?
Well,
does he want to be here?
Other than playing football?
Does he want to be here?
Oh, okay.
Or does he want to be near his family? Like, I don't know the family situation. I don't know any of that.
Now,
obviously, Brady didn't want to be here.
Well, so his family's in Atlanta?
I think so.
Are they going to get rid of Matt Ryan anytime soon?
You don't think he'd want to play for them?
Yeah, I don't think that's an option there.
I don't think they can.
They're not getting rid of Matt Ryan. He's not going back to the Panthers.
You want to go Jacksonville? No.
Ooh. Who would want to go to Jacksonville?
You've got
anything?
The best leverage of all right now. He's here. He's already here.
With Corona right now. That's not him. It's not his fault he got it, but like, damn it. I wanted to see him play against this team last night. I'd love them to be 3-1 right now instead of 2-2, and we're scaring the backup on a one-day prep. That sucks. The defense played their ass off. They deserve better. They deserve a better result.
They deserve better than having no plan for next year. Oh, they got a plan. I'm not sure I trust their plan, because last spring their plan was Jared Stidham. And then they had to, luckily Cam Newton was available in the spring and they brought him in. That ended up being the quote unquote plan, which I don't think was their plan. So forgive me if I'm not fully on board with trusting what their plan is for quarterback next year. I'd rather see him sign Cam Newton right now. Sign him up. That's a plan.
The Raider game got me nervous on him. That's, you know, coming off a really good game in Seattle.
Were you more nervous watching the Raiders, or were you more nervous last night?
What kind of new event? You understand the circumstance and the player. Like that's not moving forward. Yeah, it's Cam and Stidham now. That's what it is.
You sold on Stidham?
No, but I'm sold that Stidham should get prepped and ready to play if Cam can't go.
Okay, we'll give you the guidelines. What Cam has to do this week to be able to play this coming Sunday and return to the team, we'll tell you what the rules are on that in the NFL, in case you're not aware of them. We'll do that coming up next and more of this Cam conversation. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What has to happen between now and then for Cam Newton to be the starting quarterback for the Patriots again this coming weekend?
So he tested positive for COVID-19. If he is showing no symptoms, which is we understand to be the case, then he can't return until 5 days have passed since his positive test. And during those 5 days, he has tested negative twice, 24 hours apart. So if he tested positive Friday, then Wednesday would be tomorrow would be the soonest that he could do it, maybe Thursday. So they should have some answer tomorrow in terms of whether he's able to get back on the field. If he's not, they start to make a game plan around, at this point, probably Stidham for the Broncos this weekend.
Here's the good news about Cam Newton not having symptoms. He doesn't have any, so there's no waiting timeline as of right now. Because what it is, and as you heard, the Patriots might have a better understanding of this by tomorrow. The rules are, you wouldn't be cleared to play until 10 days after symptoms first appeared. That's, as of right now, not a factor. He doesn't have any symptoms. Right. Or 72 hours since they dissipated. He doesn't have any symptoms. So that sort of gets thrown out of the conversation. The soonest he could be back is Thursday, but he would need to remain asymptomatic and have two consecutive negative PCR tests that are 24 hours apart. Which means a negative test that he takes today and a negative test that he takes tomorrow to be able to come back on Thursday. We don't know if he's negative. We don't know if he's testing negative yet. He could very well still be testing positive. This is, from some people, a very lengthy process.
What do you do? What do you do if he feels great and he clears it Thursday?
I mean, is that really a decision to make? I mean, if he feels great and he's negative, and he has
play him.
Multiple negative play tests, him. I think he's back.
Is that a good look?
For who? I mean,
the guy that missed the game just got tested positive for Corona last Friday, and he's getting out there and playing.
Is it a bad look?
Just for the league in general.
Yeah, we're talking about whether they should have played at all last night. Here's a guy who was testing positive for Corona 2 days ago.
Moved the game, you know.
Moves the game, and it's like, oh, now he can play. Can he? Is it safe for everybody to be around him?
It's a head-scratcher for some people.
Right.
Plus, with the bye on the other side. I mean, that's like the bye. If you didn't have Denver in the bye, like, you know, and you've got a contender coming in here, you know, Sunday, and it's say it's like Baltimore or it's Buffalo. Like you're pushing to play him. Denver may buy you time. with the bye on the other side. Like I right now would not play Edelman in this game. So do you put like Olszewski out there with Cam and company, or do you put him out there with Stidham? It kind of gives you a chance to take a peek here. Could probably still beat Denver with Stidham. You know, with a full week of preparation, and then you get off and running and come out of the gate off the bye with Cam fully loaded and ready to go. I don't know, I think it's an option to think about.
It's got to be Stidham, though.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it's no discussion.
There's no
debate.
And by the way,
no.
We don't know that Stidham will be any good either.
Of course
not. We really don't. But what are you going to do?
But I just think that you're watching him last preseason and with practice under his belt,
yeah,
knowing you're the guy, it's a little different than just, hey, we're putting get ready to go. We're going to put you in here end of the third.
Mm-hmm.
Against the best team in football.
Like, ooh, okay.
No running cards, you know, not even dressing out for 3 weeks. So
let's do this. Let's get to headlines. Okay. Here at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, we got full lines. We're going to get right to these calls.
Let's do that.
As soon as the headlines are done, your thoughts on last night's game, your thoughts on Cam Newton's future, all of it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The app.
Now.
Sports talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You should have played this for Devin Wyman.
Park, Devin.
Yes, indeed. It's fun time.
1 o'clock hour on a Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Short week now for the Pats. Short week. Right back to work. Getting ready for the next one. 617-779-0985. We got calls on the board about
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.